Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosen's here. Bob is the president and the CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, Five Proven Ways to Get Extraordinary Results from Any Company, including yours, including mine. He's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being here, Bob. Hey, Bob. So we're right here on, we've basically not quite closed 2013 out. I mean, the year's gone, but many of us are still, you know, tidying up and everything. Help us bundle up 2013 and put a ribbon on it and put it behind us and then get kicked off, get started for the new year.
Let's do just that. You know, some people are happy to see 13 gone from a business perspective. Others are saying they had a pretty darn good year. It just depends on the business that you're in. But let's wrap it up. And to wrap it up means let's get the books done. Let's not let that linger. Let's make sure inventory is all cleaned up. Let's start the year off clean. And more importantly than all of that, Jim, let's get our performance reviews done with our people. Let's sit down and give them some really good feedback about what happened last year, what they've done well, and what we need them to do for this year so that we have an incredible 2014.
Do you recommend doing that this time of year, synchronizing that where it comes at the culmination of a year over, say, doing it on their anniversary dates or whatever, that kind of thing?
I'm a big believer in doing it at the end of the year and hooking it to pay for performance. So if there is a bonus or a base salary increase, which there aren't many of those these days, but let's say that there is, then let's connect the two up so people understand that their hard work has paid off and put a little bit in their pocket. The companies that use
it sounds like you're a proponent, as I am, of not confusing holiday gift or bonus or whatever with year-end performance bonuses.
No, I would not confuse the two.
Yeah, and keep them separate.
Keep them separate, and I think that's important to send the right message to people. And as important, if you're on a fiscal year and your year ended in April, then that's when you should end your year financially for your business.
Right. And so then you would do your reviews in May, is that what you're saying? Or in April, if your year's March 31, you do your performance in April?
I definitely would.
Okay, so you want to try to do it as soon as possible after the end of the year where you measure 12 months, whether that's the calendar year or some fiscal year.
That's exactly right. And the people that do it on anniversary dates are generally doing it in order to ease the workload on managers. That's the only reason. And personally, I think let's get it done.
And the other thing I think reason I like your idea is because small business owners aren't good at this anyway. We don't like doing them. And so by getting it all done at once, we get in the mode, we knock them out, and we don't have to worry about them for a year because none of us want to think that every other month or twice a month or whatever for the rest of the year, we got to do another performance review.
Yeah, let's get it behind us. Let's get on to 2014.
Right.
Now, the other thing we should do, Jim, for 13 is sit back as if you're a business owner, sit back and kind of list the things that went really well and the things that didn't. And understand why. Don't just rush into 14. Try to understand what went well and what didn't. And the reason you want to do that is because you should take advantage of that for 2014. If things have gone really well in 13, can you do more of that in 14? And if things didn't go well in 13, what are you going to stop doing this year so that you have a better year and make more money?
Right.
So that's a good way to begin 14. Now,
I got another question for you. On those reviews, What if, when you have a review, you know, there's a pretty good chance that somebody's review is not going to be a good one. You know, if you have enough, depending on how many employees you have, somebody is going to be subpar, probably. The odds are in that favor. if you have a review that doesn't go well, what if you already have somebody that this review is basically going to be where you need to tell them to go somewhere else? Is this the right time to do that?
It is, and it shouldn't be a surprise, Jim. You know, we've heard this how many times, right? Every year we talk about this. It should never be a surprise when an employee comes into a review and then finds out that they're not a good fit for the company going forward. That should be happening throughout the year. Let's not surprise anybody.
Right.
When we surprise people, I think it's a manager's failing when that happens.
Right. Well,
so
you know,
go ahead and tell them.
The reason I say that is, you know, I've had people say that, you know, I've encouraged people not to carry deadwood into the new year. Get, you know, let's start fresh. Let's give the company a fresh start with the inventory, with products, with the customers, with the team members, etc. And then you get into the thing, well, it's so close to the holidays, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, somebody once told me, there's never a good time to terminate somebody.
There never is. In fact, I'm working with one great company, and if I told you the name, you'd know who they are right now. And one of their senior leaders, it's just not going to work out. And we told that person right before the holidays.
Yeah.
And the company is in a position where I think they did the right thing. They gave the person some runway, you know, some opportunity to go find something else in a graceful
mm-hmm.
way. And if you can afford that in your business, you should.
Right, yeah. And I like the idea. I like what you said about not making it a surprise. This is where performance, for example, let's say that this review that you're giving them to this week or this month, let's say this is the first time you've really said, you know what, things aren't going well, I'm not happy. You need to follow that up with other regular more regular reviews, don't you, Bob, in order to make sure that 90 days out, if it's still not better, you've done everything you can and you can say, you know, this is not going to work.
Absolutely. Let's stay on top of this. The last thing you want are people living in fear and for you not to know that things aren't going to get done well. You don't want to worry about your business that way, and you don't want people to stress out that way. It's fair to everybody to get to the point.
Right.
If somebody's not performing well, and Jim, here's the key. I work with a lot of small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and owners will bring me in and we'll talk to some of the people that work for them. And the owner might say, hey, Bob, take a look at this person. I'm not really happy with what they're doing. I'm not really happy, and I want to get a second opinion. And, of course, I will. But, you know, there are many times I've been there and say to the person, can you tell me what your objectives are this year? And they don't have any.
Right.
And then I go back to the owner and say, I know you may not be happy with this person, but you don't even have anything you're holding them accountable to.
Right, right.
How fair is that to the individual?
Exactly. Hey, Bob, I need your website.
BobProsen.com. BobProsen.com.
There you go. Check it out, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. We just kind of buttoned up 2013 and set it up on a nice little trajectory for 2014. That's what we're going to talk about with Bob. We come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.